Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Armed or disarmed? Hezbollah's status leads to escalation between Lebanon and Israel. Then, a World Evangelical Alliance gathering sets a vision for worldwide gospel advance within just a few years. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, we'll re-ask the question, armed or disarmed? Nearly a year after the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, the status of Hezbollah continues to stir conflict. Last week, this still-armed militant group urged Lebanon's government not to enter negotiations with Israel. Israel responded by ramping up airstrikes in southern Lebanon against what it says were Hezbollah targets. Here's Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon about the escalation.
It means that if Hezbollah doesn't give up the weapons, we're going to have another war.
Lebanon's government promised it would disarm Hezbollah by the end of 2025, but Hezbollah says it won't disarm.
The government says something, Hezbollah says something else, and nobody says anything about it. Nobody is keeping Hezbollah responsible of their act.
The lack of accountability shows fear of Hezbollah's weapons, which Nuna says is understandable. I mean, who wants a civil war? But the conflict is coming to a head.
We cannot do anything about it except pray and ask that the Lord will have mercy on Lebanon and find a solution.
During a 50-hour prayer gathering in Beirut last month, believers prayed for Lebanon's restoration.
I think we felt the Lord was saying, I'm sending my arrows. And when the arrows will hit the ground, it will shake the nation.
Pray for God to reshape Lebanon and the Middle East during this tense, painful time for His good purposes. Then Egypt needs more help, the UN says, because it's hosting the most refugees from Sudan's civil war, currently the world's largest humanitarian crisis. Three-quarters of all refugees in Egypt are from Sudan, which has tripled the total refugee population in just 2 years. Benita, with the Nuba Mountains Bible Institute in Cairo, says most of the refugees they encounter are single moms with kids.
The husbands didn't come with them either to protect their land back in Sudan, or maybe they were killed in the war.
Legal barriers make it hard for refugee moms to secure gainful employment. With hungry mouths to feed, many find work wherever they can.
Most of them work under the table and just get cash in hand. So they'll work cleaning somebody's house, or they'll work cleaning somebody's business, or making tea for them, or running errands for them.
These women find relief from life's demands one night a week. A holistic program run by NBIC offers hope and purpose.
It focuses on a psychological awareness, spiritual and theological training, and leadership training. So it's a quite broad program and covers different aspects of their lives and equips them to train others and to serve their community.
Ask God to surround refugee moms with His comfort, peace, and strength.
A lot of them have family still in Sudan that are still suffering, and they get news of relatives that have been killed and things. So it's really challenging.
And did you know that there's a way to reach the whole world with the gospel? At the end of October, nearly 1,000 gospel workers gathered in Seoul, South Korea to talk about it. They came for the General Assembly of the World Evangelical Alliance. Joe Handley of A3 says,
their goal this year was their theme, the gospel for everyone by 2033.
The target looks ahead to the 2000th year since Christ's resurrection and ascension.
So this is a chance to rally and mobilize the church and really celebrate the victory of the resurrection.
To reach the world, believers have to be equipped everywhere. The goal isn't that everyone will accept Christ by that year, but that all will hear.
So whether that's through satellite technology, radio, digital communications, face-to-face, through churches.
The key is integral discipleship, bringing the gospel into every part of life. It includes every sector of society working together, from spiritual fellowship to business and community life.
And in order to get the gospel to everyone, you have to have healthy, vibrant churches and families.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe, the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.